I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In this town, there is no off-season. The news never stops, and neither do we. It's always game day in Cleveland with Andy Baskin and Daryl Ryder.
It's always game day in Cleveland. Make sure you can follow along with us right here, and make sure that you subscribe to the podcast. We love having you. And at Game Day CLE on Twitter. All right, Daryl, Kareem Hunt had his camp this week at Willoughby South. He sounds like he's healthy, but it also sounds like he would like a new contract.
He would. I would like to hit the lottery.
Oh, you didn't?
I did not win the Powerball, so that is why I'm working.
Oh, that's too bad.
Oh, no. You know what, Andy? I love doing the podcast so much, and I love working with you so much that I would still do it, even if I hit the lottery.
This is your lifelong dream to be a part of this.
This is my lifelong dream, is to do a podcast with Andy Baskin, and I mean that from the bottom of my heart.
Yes, for once, growing up.
For once, I am not lacing my comments with sarcasm.
I can see the true Hollywood story, the true Hollywood story. Daryl Ryder. Born in Northeast Ohio, his dream was to host It's Always Game Day in Cleveland. There it is. As a young child, Daryl walked around the school with a microphone, interviewing his friends. Hey, what kind of diapers are you wearing? Daryl would say. And then all of a sudden, they'd get in a big fight. It'd be great. Speaking of Northeast Ohio, Kareem Hunt's one of ours.
Are you wearing diapers or something? What?
I don't know. I could just see you as a young infant walking around the preschool room, and
I will say this,
trying to interview other kids.
A lot of my classmates from school growing up, not the least bit surprised that I'm doing what I do for a living. None of them are shocked.
When you're a professional BSer, you're good to go, right? Hey, what do you do for a living? I'm a professional BSer. That's what I say all the time. Let's talk about Kareem. What are we doing here? Is he long term or what?
No, considering how packed that running back room is, the fact that they keep adding to that running back room, I don't see right now the Browns extending him. But to our never say never conversation earlier,
right?
Never say never. Anything is possible. But I look at that that depth chart right now, and I'll be perfectly honest with you. I don't even know if Kareem Hunt's on this team come September. I think that, you know, does he get traded? They're not going to cut him. I saw your expression there. If you could have seen Andy's expression when I said, I don't even know if he's going to be on this team in September. He's like, what? Andy had the hell are you talking about expression?
Oh, no. I think we have a topic for Baskin and Phelps today. That's.
But I know. I mean, I think that that they potentially could trade him or one of these other running backs. Just they're so crowded at that position that I don't know if you could justify giving him another, giving him another contract extension. D'Ernest Johnson is on that 1 year deal, right? They drafted Jerome Ford this year, I want to say in the fourth or fifth round. And then Demetric Felton is like a Swiss Army knife. We don't know if he's a running back or if he's a receiver. One day he's with the receivers, the next day the running back. You know what I mean? Like, there's just they have so many options at that position. And I am steadfast in my belief that all five running backs are not making this football team. They're going to have to make a difficult decision. And these are great problems to have. I think Kareem Hunt as a football player is a legitimate number one running back in the league. The Browns are blessed that they have two legitimate running backs in the NFL. But as we saw last year, when both Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt weren't available, you know, D'Ernest had to start that Thursday night game against the Denver Broncos. He ran for over 100 yards, averaged over 5 yards a carry. Like, D'Ernest has had limited opportunities with the Browns, but every time he gets opportunities, he performs. He's averaging over 5 yards a carry for his career. So I just think that from a team building standpoint, I don't know how Andrew Berry could conceivably give Kareem a contract extension right now. I'm not saying that Kareem isn't worthy of it or he's not good enough to get one or whatnot. I look at that room and how crowded it is. I just don't see it happening right now. I really don't.
What about the PR hit though? I mean, like, there are so many people who are like, oh, this Deshaun Watson thing is so Browns, and they're the dumbest team ever, and they gave him all that money. He may not ever take a snap. And there's a part of me that says, if you're the Browns, all right, and you know you've got Nick Chubb who's going to be – I mean, are you really going to cut the hometown guy who led the league in rushing?
They're not going to cut him.
I'm not saying cut, but trade or get rid of him. I just – from a PR standpoint – and I got to be honest, I don't normally buy into the PR stuff.
Clearly, the Browns don't care about PR. Let's be very, very clear about that, okay? PR does not matter to the Cleveland Browns.
Fair enough.
I
agree with you.
Disrespectful. That's the reality, clearly. I mean, they brought in Deshaun Watson. I mean, that's a PR nightmare. And they did it without hesitation. So, no, the PR doesn't matter. Kareem this year in cash is getting $6.25 million too. Keep that in mind. So his base salary is like $1.35 million, and he's got a roster bonus in there. So, I think it might even be tough to trade him, honestly, you know, with those numbers. You know what I'm saying? So maybe he is going to be on this team in September, but my overall general point is that I don't think right now with the structure of that running back room that giving him a contract extension makes football fiscal sense.
Gotcha. I gotcha. All right. Let's end the show with a fun question. Okay. The USFL is in Canton Sunday night. They will play their championship game. Could Northeast Ohio maintain, support, and have a successful USFL team that would play in the spring? And I'm not saying they would play in Cleveland either. I would tend to think.
I'll be honest.
Let's see what it looks like on Sunday night. If it looks good on Sunday night, I would think that Canton could make a real good argument that they deserve a team.
Yeah. But the way they're doing it is they don't play here. They play at one. Don't they play at one?
Yeah, but next year.
Full disclosure, I have paid no attention to the USFL. No disrespect. Aren't they like playing in Alabama or something?
So they played all of their games in the hub this year. They have talked about next year going back to their host cities, at least for a couple games. They may hub. I would say 3 years from now, and they're also talking about expansion, that 3 years from now that these teams will eventually be in their own host cities.
Well, and here's one for you. Would the Haslams be interested in a USFL franchise? Because they are looking, as we have talked about, they're looking to add dates to the calendar at First Energy Stadium. Right?
That's a good point.
This would do it, right?
Yeah. I thought you were going to say in Columbus where the Crew plays, but you can't do that because the Crew's playing this time of year. You can't.
Right.
There's no way you can handle soccer and football at the same time at that stadium.
And unless they swap out the grass for turf, and I don't think that they want to do that.
Yeah, I can't. That stadium's awesome.
Yeah, it is. And look for the Browns to have something like that here in Cleveland at the end of the decade.
A soccer stadium that's similar to that?
No, football. I said the Browns.
Oh, no. I was just, you know what, though? You got me thinking about MLS then coming here.
Oh, no.
Because it has some time.
No, my point is that the Browns are going to have a world-class facility at the end of the decade. That's
And where's it going to be, Daryl? Tell me where it's going to be.
Oh, I don't know.
Tell me. Tell me, where do you want? Where do you want it to be?
You know what, Andy? We're gonna find out together.
All right. But all right, I'm done.
I think so. Look, I mean, this is a football crazy area, no question about it. I am interested to see what the crowds are like at Canton, at Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium, how that's received. And yeah, I mean, to your point, if it's a packed house or close to a packed house, I think that that would be a pretty strong case to get Northeast Ohio a team. And again, as I said, you know, the Haslams are always looking for dates at First Energy Stadium. So, and because they don't play while the Browns are playing, I don't think you can consider that as competition for their team. So, you know, maybe they would be interested, or, you know, at least be willing to be a tenant or a landlord for the,
right,
you know, for the team. So yeah, I think Sunday.
Hiring for your small business. If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We'll give us a little more of a glean into whether Northeast Ohio is interested in the USFL. But it's, look, this is a football hotbed. We know it's where football was born. The NFL was born. So
it's weird. I never thought I would talk about football's biggest competition being fireworks at local municipalities.
Well, but here's the thing. And again, I don't mean this disrespectfully, but like 20,000 fans go to family night for a training camp practice at First Energy Stadium.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I mean, to answer your question, I know I took like a long winding road to get here, but yeah, I think that Northeast Ohio would probably support a USFL franchise.
Fair enough. He's Daryl Ryder. Thank you. We'll do this again next week, man. I think the big, you know, we do Why Am I Smarter on the radio show, that I think I'm smarter today because of the notion that unless it's zero, we're not going to know anything about Deshaun Watson until next week. Fair enough.
Yeah, I don't think we're getting a decision on July 1 by close of business just because of that 3-day window to file that brief. So I think that the earliest we hear something is next week.
Daryl Ryder, thank you very much. It's always game day in Cleveland. He's Daryl Ryder. I'm Andy Baskin. The show is produced by Meredith Kane, the outstanding Meredith Kane. And, of course, if you want to be a part of the show, a part of a future show or a mailbag segment at least, hit us up on Twitter at Game Day CLE. And of course, if you like what you're listening to, subscribe to the It's Always Game Day in Cleveland feed. Give us some stars. Give us some feedback. We'd love to hear. And we love the fact that you're along on board with us, especially here at the beginning of the show, before we become gigantic.
Huge.
Gigantic. Outstanding. Thank you for listening. Have a great day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.